Hi, it's Dave. In this video, I'm going to share some highlights from an interview Elon Musk did via video for a German conference, where he revealed a lot of interesting details on Tesla's growth path forward. In this interview, Elon shared some great insights that will help us, I think, understand Tesla better. He talked about the importance of lowering battery costs, the challenge of scaling new battery technology, and perhaps most interestingly, he shared some details on what might be a future Tesla hatchback for Europe. So let's get into it.
If you've got range, if you've got rapid recharge, and all those can be achieved, and a high calendar and high cycle life, so batteries can last like 15 years. Which I would believe ours currently can, then what it comes down to most of all is improving the cost so that the affordability of batteries is of battery powered cars and electric vehicles is improved, and so that everyone can afford to buy an electric car. That's really what we see as the fundamental thing that needs to be improved.
All right, here Elon Musk talks about the need to lower battery costs, and this is the fundamental improvement that's required for Tesla going forward. Elon wants everyone who's buying a car to be able to afford an electric car, and in order to do so, Tesla radically needs to reduce, right, the cost of the cars that they produce. Now, the essence of this is the issue of demand. The lower you go down in the auto market, let's say to the economy auto market, the more important price is. And if you can lower costs and lower the price of your vehicle by, let's say, $1,000 or $2,000 or even $3,000 or $4,000, this opens up an enormous amount of increased demand for your car. One example is imagine if Toyota could actually reduce the cost of the Toyota Camry by $5,000. Like, that would probably more than double or triple the demand for the Camry. In a similar way, what Tesla is counting on is their ability to lower the price of the vehicles and to release lower price vehicles in the future in order to drive demand for their cars going forward. And by doing so, Tesla thinks that they can sell millions, if not tens of millions, of cars per year and accelerate the transition to sustainable energy.
Now, along the way, there will also be improvements in energy density, which really translates to improvements in range. So in pursuit of lower cost batteries, you actually end up in a lot of cases with improved energy density, which also gets more range. So the long-term goal would be to try to get to a cost per kilowatt hour of perhaps around 50 cents or 55 cents at the cell level for a long-range battery cell. And in order to get there are a lot of innovations that are necessary, both in the cell design and in the design of the factory that produces them. So, and in fact, there's quite a bit more work in building the machine that builds the machine than in the cell itself.
All right, here Elon talks about a goal of radically reducing, right, the cost per cell. And you mentioned the 50 cent, 55 cent. I think he meant $50 to $55 per kilowatt hour, right, on the cell cost. And if you add, right, the battery pack cost, which is actually part of the chassis now because they're going from cell to chassis, it's going to be slightly probably higher than that cost. However, what Tesla is doing also is they're improving the energy density, meaning they're able to pack more energy into the same cells. And because of that, they could put more energy in less amount of weight. And that will also increase range as well. Elon talks about also the importance of factories, right? The machine that builds the machine. And this is going to be a crucial part, right, for Tesla in their ability to ramp up production, but also lower costs going forward.
The very difficult part, and I can't emphasize this enough, the very difficult part is then scaling up that production and achieving extremely high reliability and safety with the cells. So we've put a lot of effort into this over many years, mostly internally, but there have also been some key acquisitions that have been instrumental in achieving a low cost per kilowatt hour. And that's what we intend to build at the prospective Gigafactory in Berlin-Brandenburg area. Things have to be done at extremely high volume. So that means a very big factory, and not just one that is big, but also one where the cycle time through the factory is very low. So you have fast cycle time with a big factory is what yields a high output. In order to achieve a fast cycle time and a high precision, you need to develop advanced machinery for every aspect of the production system. So this is really everything from how the cell can is made to the electrode precursors, the cathode and the anode precursors are made, to then making the anode and cathode materials, to applying them to the conductor. And for this, we have, for example, a very special process called a dry electrode deposition.
All right, here Elon talks about the difficulty and the challenge of scaling battery production. And I think actually this is going to be probably the challenge of 2021. How can Tesla successfully ramp, right, the production of their new 4680 battery production lines, both in Berlin and in Austin? This is going to be a huge issue and it's going to be a challenge. And I think Tesla can meet the challenge. They need to achieve high reliability and safety. And over the years, they've made actually quite a few acquisitions to make this possible with Grohmann and Hybar, etc. Now, their challenge is they want to move their pilot plant and actually make a full production plant in Berlin and also in Austin. And in order to do so, in order to bring down the cost of these batteries, they need to achieve high volume. And to achieve high volume, they need a big factory and they need to get the materials in the factory and out of the factory as fast as possible. And Elon talks about this as cycle time. The cycle time, right, from the time where the materials get into the factory and by the time they leave the factory as batteries, it needs to be low. And Elon talks about kind of some behind the scenes secrets. And the secret to all of this and a lot of this is the advanced machinery that Tesla is making on their own. This machinery you can't buy anywhere else. Tesla is designing this stuff and a large part of Tesla is really focused, right, on making this happen. And I think that's why it's so difficult, I think, to catch or to emulate Tesla in many ways, because Tesla has this immense vertical integration going on. But typically vertical integration is actually very difficult because it's hard to be the best at every single thing that you're doing. But what Tesla is doing is they're showing an immense amount of ability, which is rare, to actually do amazing things and actually be the best in many different areas. And that's one of the underrated things of Tesla.
We want to go from where we have a sort of small pilot plant, which is basically proof of concept in California, to something that will actually be, I think, possibly the largest battery cell plant in the world. I think it will be the largest. It would be capable of over 100 gigawatt hours per year of production, and then possibly over time going to 200 or 250 gigawatt hours a year. Pretty confident at that point it would be the largest battery cell plant in the world.
All right, here Elon spills the beans on exactly how large, right, this battery factory in Berlin and in Europe is going to be. And he says that he expects it to put out about 100 gigawatt hours per year and eventually up to 200, if not 250 gigawatt hours of battery per year. Now, what does that mean? So let's say hypothetically, a typical battery pack that Tesla puts in a car will be about 75 kilowatt hours, right? That's pretty much kind of what the long range, I think Model 3 has right now. So if you take 100 gigawatt hours per year, what that means is that Tesla can make 1.3 million vehicles with the 75 kilowatt hour pack, right? Now that's an immense amount of vehicles like Tesla is preparing for right now. That's far greater than the capacity or the plans they have to produce and sell for this year or even next year. Not only that, Tesla is planning further ahead, right? 200 gigawatt hours means Tesla could theoretically produce 2.6 million vehicles, right, with 75 kilowatt hour packs. So what Tesla is doing is they're massively preparing for the future. And I think actually this future does not include just the Model 3 and Model Y, but it includes actually a smaller vehicle that fits better for the needs of the Europeans. And Elon Musk talks about this a bit more.
You know, I think there's just a lot of talent, talented designers and engineers in Europe, of course. And it would, I think, for a lot of the best people, they really want to work somewhere where they're doing original design work. They don't want to just be, you know, doing, say, the European version of something that was designed in California. So I think it's important in order to attract the best talent, to do original design. And I think, you know, possibly in Europe, it would make sense to do, I guess, a compact car, so perhaps a hatchback or something like that. And something that, like, well, what do most people want? and in a given region, or what is a very popular approach to take. In the US, the colleges tend to be bigger for personal taste reasons, and in Europe, it tends to be smaller. I mean, if you're trying to park in a dense urban environment, having a car that is that actually fits in a parking space easily is important. I was driving a Model X around Berlin, and we had quite a bit of trouble finding a parking space that we could fit. So, I think that would probably be a good candidate for original design. I'm sure there'll be others as well. But that might be the wise place to start. And it helps us also say, okay, we need a car that people can afford, that fits their lifestyle and everything. And so, probably something like that would make sense. Yeah, I'm excited about doing some original design in Europe.
All right, Elon says a few notable things here. First, he talks about wanting to give the people in Europe, right, an affordable car, but also a car that they want and meets their needs. In Europe, roads tend to be kind of smaller, but also more complicated than oftentimes roads in the US. And because of that, people want smaller cars, and hatchbacks tend to be actually very popular in Europe. And so Elon is kind of thinking maybe a Tesla hatchback would be a great car for the European market. And so this shows that Elon and Tesla is thinking outside of the box, right? They're wanting to really meet the needs of the people, even if the needs of that region is going to be different than other regions. Number two, Elon talks about how he wants to do an original design in Europe, meaning he wants actually to hire, right, people in Europe to design and make a car. And he wants to do that for a few reasons. First, he wants the people there in Europe to actually own this design. He wants them to feel proud of this design, right? And I think he feels that there's going to be better probability of success, right? If people from that area actually design the car. And then he talks about the issue of attracting the best talent, right? The best talent doesn't want to just implement designs from another region, another country, another culture. Rather, the best talent wants to create, right, things from scratch, wants to be creative and innovative. And I think Elon Musk is definitely onto something, right? Wanting to create a design center in Europe, creating an original design, a smaller car, a Tesla hatchback perhaps. And he thinks, I think this is going to actually be a great success. The third thing I think is notable is that this car actually is going to be, I think, a different car, a completely different car than the car in China. There might be some shared components or shared ideas, etc., but this is completely from a different design team. And so what this means is that the so-called cheaper $25,000 Model 2 or whatever people are calling it, this car in China that people are speculating about is a separate car. So what Tesla has is actually they have kind of two separate vehicle programs that Elon is overseeing right now. One new car in China, which is again, a smaller $25,000 car, but also another different, completely different car in Europe that's also probably going to be a $25,000 car. And so I don't think a lot of people are talking about this, how Tesla is doing an amazing thing in creating multiple versions, right, of their next generation cheaper car. I call it personally the Gen 4 platform, which is cheaper and is going to reach perhaps even an order of magnitude greater amount of people than their Gen 3 platform with the Model 3 and the Model Y.
As you highlighted, I think the dry electrode production process is in and of itself quite a game changer. It's a fundamental improvement compared to using solvent and then having to dry off the solvent and deal with the off-gassing from the solvent. That for sure is a big one. There are some proprietary methods by which the cathode is produced in the first place, where we avoid a lot of the steps that are difficult to deal with environmentally. And one of the things we're doing is we are reducing for example, the cobalt content. So that avoids like cobalt mining issues. So it would be pure nickel, almost pure nickel anode. And then eliminating, like I said, a bunch of the steps of processing of the nickel electrode, which then obviously is good for the environment. We're moving to a high silicon anode, but it's a silicon anode that where the silicon does not require a lot of, it's not energy intense to create the silicon. It's using silicon that is comparable to solar, sort of solar panels, sort of photovoltaics. We also have come up with a means of creating lithium hydroxide without use of sulfuric acid. So it actually uses sodium chloride, essentially table salt, to extract the lithium from lithium clay deposits. And then that table salt is able to be reused. You could be living right next to the battery cell plant, and you wouldn't even have detectable amounts of any toxins.
All right, here Elon is talking about how Tesla is prioritizing environmental safety in their new battery factories. And he goes over a bunch of different steps, like they're using dry electrode technology, so they don't have this wet slurry process, which also pollutes the environment or pollutes the process. They have a better cathode production. They're reducing cobalt content. They have a silicon anode that's not very energy intense to create. What's remarkable about this stuff is a few things. First, how is Tesla, right, doing all of these things? I mean, this is an immense amount of priorities. It's incredible just to lower the cost of batteries or just to have volume battery production. But for Tesla to achieve volume production at a low cost, right, innovating on new processes, but also to prioritize the environment, right, and safety, that's just a remarkable achievement, in my opinion. And I believe there's a lot of behind-the-scenes innovations that's taking place that a lot of people just aren't aware of. Second, how does Elon Musk know all of this stuff, right? I think it's amazing that a CEO would be able to, like, know all of the technical details, right, of the entire processes, not just of battery production, but of how they're actually prioritizing, right, environmental safety as well. And it's not just that Elon knows all this stuff, but that he's in charge of, right, so many different, right, so-called startup within a startup at Tesla. Not only that, with Boring Company and Neuralink and SpaceX, right? Imagine how much stuff and how many projects is going on in SpaceX, yet Elon puts a priority in actually trying to know the technical details so that he can give the right input and making sure that everything, right, is going to be able to meet the end goal, which is to reduce costs, right, to push innovation forward and to give a better value proposition to customers. Now, another great thing is all of this innovation doesn't seem complex to the end customer, meaning Tesla is shielding the customers, hiding all this innovation from the customer because Tesla's goal is to increase the value proposition, the value add to the end customer. For the end customer, it's a simple thing. It's a car. It's a beautiful car. It's a car that drives itself. And what Tesla is doing is they're making the car better and better over time, and they're reducing the cost of that car. And there's thousands upon thousands of things, right, that Tesla needs to do in the background that are extremely complex to accomplish those two goals. But for the end customer, it's just very simple and delightful. And that's kind of the secret and the key to Tesla's success. All right, I hope this video was helpful. If it was, please like the video to spread the word and also consider subscribing to my channel. My videos are kind of like a stream of consciousness where I share what I'm thinking and what I'm learning at the moment. And I'm always trying to look at things from different angles and resist the sway of herd mentality. I think independent thinking and critical reasoning are vastly underrated. Also, all my videos are available as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on Investing in your favorite podcast app. And I also post a lot on Twitter, and you can find me there at HeyDave7. We'll see you in my next video. Thanks.